Now Vivian Hayes is going to come up, and we're going to remember Martin Luther King, Jr.
Good morning. Words, beautiful words, beautiful, inspiring words sometimes go rolling through my head like a melody of a song. It was the rich words of liturgy that wooed me from the black church of my faith, that and a young man, now my husband, who had never known any other faith than that of the liturgical church. This week, I've had extra time to ruminate on the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. Even though the video that will be shown was made in 2013, the 50th anniversary of that speech, and the speech itself was given in August of 1963 while I was still in my mother's womb, these powerful words continue to speak today. I understand that there are four themes to King's speeches. The first theme is clear identification of the devastation of racial division. Sadly, this devastation continues. The entirety of the I Have a Dream speech has all the elements of lament, recognizing and naming a current problem while placing faith in God's character to act. Martin Luther King would say, with this faith, we'll be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. The second element of King's speeches is the element of time, not only that we need to respond in a timely manner to the problems that divide us, but that God also will respond. The thought that God is active in our mess communicates hope in the midst of the struggle. Quoting King from another march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, "How long will justice be crucified and truth buried? I come to say to you, however difficult the moment, however frustrating the hour, it will not be long, because truth crushed to earth will rise again. How long? Not long, because no lie can live forever. How long? Not long, because you shall reap what you sow. How long? Not long, because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." The third theme of King's speeches is a plea for America to embrace freedom and equality for all, for people to sit down, as he would say, at the common table of brotherhood. In John 13:35, Jesus himself says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." We may not always agree with one another, but our love for one another is what should keep us connected. And that love is not always warm feelings, but it is also sacrifice, long-suffering, and not keeping a record of wrongs. To quote Lecrae, "At the end of the day, God doesn't call members of the church neighbors. He calls us a body. I may not necessarily need my next door neighbor, but I need my arms. I need my legs. I need my eyes and I need my ears. We need each other. That need and that sacrifice is the mark of love." The divisions in our nation is also happening within our churches and all too frequently down racial lines. Friendships are being severed, and people are disillusioned with the Christianity they see in the news by what the words that are said and unsaid, actions that are taken and not taken. And that's not something I'm reading about. That's something I'm witnessing, that have faces behind the things that I'm saying here. To borrow Pastor Marty's illustration from last week, I feel that my postulancy in the Anglican Church is like me jumping onto the hood of a car to stop a retreating car, and stopping a kidnapping. I am witnessing a younger generation and people being kidnapped by lies, and I feel I have to do something. The car I've jumped on may very well run over me several times, but I can't stand and do nothing. Most of all, King's speeches were spoken in a tone of love, and it's a tough love, a love I've come to really dig deep into in most recent times. When wronged, when you see injustice, it takes the Holy Spirit's enabling not to, to, borrowing from earlier in King's speech, satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. John 13:35 again, "All people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Love is the greatest of all Christian virtues. Love builds up and does not tear down. Martin Luther King was far from a perfect person, no doubt about it. King David was also far from a perfect person, but we find courage reading about the Goliaths he faced in his day and comfort in the God-inspired words he captured in the Psalms. So may we find strength and be encouraged by Dr. King's life and message in this creative rendition of the last minutes of his I Have a Dream speech.
I say to you today, my friend.
Even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
I still have a dream.
I still have a dream.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men
are created equal.
Toda la gente fue creada igual.
I have a dream that one day, on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood.
I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice,
sweltering with the heat of oppression,
will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children...
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I have a dream today.
I have a dream that one day little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers.
I have a dream today.
Yo tengo un sueño hoy.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together.
This is our hope.
This is our faith.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into
the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood.
With this faith, we'll be able to work together,
a trabajar juntas y juntos,
to pray together,
to struggle together,
to go to jail together,
to stand up for freedom together,
knowing that we will be free one day.
This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with a new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing."
Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims' pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Let freedom ring.
Que suene la libertad.
Let freedom ring.
And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true.
This must become
this
true.
This must become true.
This must become true.
Let freedom ring.
So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that.
But not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia.
Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain in Tennessee.
Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. When this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet,
from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day.
We'll be able to speed up that day when all God's children,
black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics,
will be able to join hands and sing in the words of that old Negro spiritual.
Free at last.
Free at last.
Finalmente libres.
Free at last.
Free at last.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Thank you, Vivian, for your words, and what a timely message in a, when we've had to deal with so much violence in our nation in the last year, to have a man that stood so strongly against violence. We're very thankful.